Gaurav, thanks so much for meeting with me today. It's great to be having interviews in person at a real in-person event like EDUCAUSE. First day for me here Tuesday at the Gonzales Convention Center. Show floor looks busy.
Yes, it started in full swing. 10:15, the gates opened, and we started having folks come by.
So everything back to normal, but as normal as whatever normal is, I guess. But before we started recording, we were talking a little bit about some of the changes that you're seeing with Logitech and the use of your technology in schools. I know Logitech from years past, pre-pandemic and then some, always been lots of conversations about the promise of future technology, the promise of using video in the classrooms. Maybe behaviors 10 years ago hadn't caught up to the technology as yet. While the technology was there, people didn't. Faculty members especially maybe weren't that comfortable with using videos. Here we are, 2024, and it's a whole new world, right? Especially in higher ed.
Absolutely.
Give us a little bit about the state of play where you see it from your standpoint with your company.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Logitech's been around 40 plus years.
Yeah.
If it connects to a computer, we make it. And the idea is, you know, our goal is to enable people to have amazing experiences with their digital world, whether they're physically at a computer or in a room collaborating with others. And for us, as we looked at education, particularly higher ed, you know, we sort of break it down into these sort of four categories as I think about it. You've got your administrator and faculty needs from just core office work. You've got collaboration spaces for faculty research, for administration, for students to do group work. And then you have sort of room spaces for space utilization. We're seeing a lot of that on campuses now where you had thin clients that in common rooms and in library spaces that now they're like, hey, how do we reimagine this stuff? But the most exciting one for me is this idea of knowledge capture and knowledge sharing. And particularly there, what we're seeing is this idea of moving from just a pure analog experience, and the world of hybrid is here to stay. The world of, you know, flexible scheduling is here to stay. We're seeing and hearing from universities, you know, commonly we've seen that enrollment is a challenge, but even at institutions where it isn't, where they're like, hey, we don't have the enrollment issue. We're like, okay. But they're like, students are sitting in the dorms and they're saying, I don't want to come to the lecture hall at 8 a.m. It's too cold. Get me my lecture feed directly there. Or I'm coming into the lecture hall, but I don't want to take notes in the same way. I want to engage. I want to understand from you, the lecturer or the professor.
Yeah.
So record my lecture, stream it. I want to see everything. I want the transcription. So I'm not taking notes in the form of, hey, let me take down every single detail.
That's the great disruptor, right?
Exactly.
I've been seeing that. I mean, I will admit to the TikTok feed. I use it for work. It's not about in person.
Yeah.
Following the Phillies on TikTok. But I'm seeing these viral videos of these kids setting up their laptop, turning on the recording, and watching the professors freak out.
Yep.
When the kids doesn't seem to be paying attention, but like just the notes are being taken.
Got it.
And like, so we've completely crushed a paradigm, right?
Yeah.
We've not only subverted it, we've just kind of annihilated the dominant paradigm of what you do in a lecture hall. But they're still gaining of the information.
Yep. Right? And engagement, I think, like it's become, there's so much more emphasis in the conversations around how do I engage my students. In K-12, we see this far more, but this conversation around, you know, teachers are, we speak to teachers during our research and they'll be like, hey, I'm effectively a performer for 50 minutes and I need to engage my kids over the course of those 50 minutes because I know if they pay attention, they will understand the content. And if they understand the content, they're going to get through in all their grades and stuff.
Yeah.
In higher ed, I think that shift is coming. But I think K-12 on that front is far further ahead without the video feeds.
Yeah.
But in higher ed, video is becoming so critical because of all the things that we just spoke about. But there, the conversation with the lecturers is they just want to teach. Every single lecturer or professor just wants to teach. Technology shouldn't get in the way of them teaching, but it should be tied to the flow of what they're doing. So an example of something that we saw and we've done is we've got this whiteboard camera called Scribe.
Okay.
And it was designed to be able to capture a 6x4 whiteboard. But one of the biggest things and drawbacks that we learned with cameras was how do you start the sort of session if for folks in the room, for folks that are remote? And all we did was we had this share button, simple analog button. There's no set of things that you need to do. You hit the button, it'll start, if it's connected to your meeting room system, Zoom, Teams, et cetera, it'll start the meeting and pull up the whiteboard feed in one shot. You hit it again, it'll move just to the video feed. So the idea was, how do you make the technology human without you needing to have another round of PD to learn how to run a meeting system?
Right. Or 15 minutes of your lecture time.
It's just tap it and go.
Yeah.
And so our job in technology should be, how do we make this simpler? How do we make it flow with the lesson experience? So the product that I think we were just talking about before we started recording was Logitech Reach, which was our desktop content sharing product. And there again, we make buttons and keyboards and things for a living. We can make complex things with lots of buttons. But we ended up actually stripping back the technology and the product experience. And we made this camera, which was desktop, but you physically move it. And you physically zoom in and zoom out. You physically move the camera. Because the idea was, as I'm teaching, I don't want to keep shuffling my content. If I'm showing you documents, if I'm showing you a globe, I want to direct your viewpoint to where I want it. And so you just physically move the camera to the right location. Not very sort of a revolutionary in that sense,
yeah,
but tied to the flow of teaching. I don't want you to be distracted. In fact, if you forget that my camera exists, that's a win for me.
Right.
So that's how we're thinking about some of these details and like really thinking about that education flow from the teacher's perspective, from the lecturer's perspective, and ultimately for the students' gains, that they're just getting that information transferred in the simplest way possible.
What would you say the biggest challenge is for institutions in terms of actually enabling these things to happen? Is it cost? Is it just logistics of wiring every lecture hall? Like, talk about some of the obstacles.
I think probably the biggest thing from an institution standpoint that we're seeing is accepting that this change is here.
Okay, so it's still behavioral.
I think it's behavioral. I think the institutions that buy into it, they're then moving, right? Like I think we were talking, some institutions are, and like we said, 95, we've got the numbers, more than 90% of classrooms are 20 to, so less than 100 student rooms, but they're not equipped, like, because the idea was AV was meant for the large auditorium spaces.
Right.
So now, but you have these classes that were not designed to be equipped. They weren't custom built. So you need to bring AV in. And what we're seeing is this combination of they want flexibility. The institutions want flexibility, but they want standardization. And both of those things, like there's very few players in the space that look at that as a continuum. For me, I view them as almost like your classrooms are now studios, right? Like the broadcast world. But how do I make it so that you can, if you're at your computer desk, you can use our webcams to stream audio and video content.
Yeah.
If you're showing things, you've got reach. If you need to start scaling up, we've got a solution that's all about flexible placement. But it really comes down at the institution level to having the acceptance of like, hey, yeah, this is here.
Yeah.
Video is here. We just need to make sure that it's simple, it's deployable, and it's scalable.
Yeah.
In a way that is consistent, because that's one of the things that we see from our customers, is they'll talk about how the more rooms they want to equip, ultimately managing them is also a challenge. So with sort of solutions that we're thinking about, we want you to be able to scale thousands of rooms, but be able to remotely manage them, see what's happening in the room without needing to physically be there, get the updates of saying, hey, this camera needs a firmware update, et cetera, deploy that. So managing and sort of marrying the lecturer experience with the institution's need to manage those pieces, that's going to be critical. And I think the institutions are sort of grappling with that right now.
Yeah. What sort of recommendation do you have for someone whose responsibility is to look at these sort of technologies and put them in, and they're feeling a bit overwhelmed?
Yes.
As they would.
Yes.
Any suggestions? Be on going to Logitech.com.
Absolutely.
In terms of their first steps.
I think we start with the humans, and I think we've seen that involving your faculty, involving your AV teams, because one of the biggest learnings we had was how distributed even the IT decision-making is within sort of higher ed, right? Like you've got someone responsible for the IT network, someone responsible for AV, and potentially someone responsible for teaching and the learning technology side.
Yeah.
Bringing that plus the faculty and even your students into the conversation mean, it's a human-centered design exercise effectively, right? But bringing those people into the conversation, learning from your faculty and saying, hey, how are you teaching?
Yeah.
That, I think, is one of the most amazing starting points. And when that happens, you like inherently end up picking the right systems, right? To me, I know for a fact that once you have those conversations designed with the humans in mind, will shine, right? Like, to me, that's the Logitech pitch isn't just go buy gear.
Yeah.
It's the talk to your humans.
Yeah.
Involve them in the process. And as you see that change happening, we will be up there in your consideration pool. And starting there with the humans, starting there with the needs, and recognizing that some spaces may not need to be fully equipped all the time. You may just need flexible solutions. So having those dialogues is super critical, and then designing your systems with that in play.
Great stuff. Gaurav, thanks so much for your time.
Amazing.
And your insights. I appreciate it.
Amazing.
I will see you down on the show floor.
Perfect.
Excellent.